China raises interest rates.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, China's central bank raised interest rates for the first time in nearly 3 years. The official explanation, to soak up excessive market liquidity. Translation, time to slow down the economy's double-digit growth. For more on this, we turn to Neil McKinnon, an economist at VTB Capital. He joins us live from London. Good morning.
Good morning.
So is that the official explanation for this interest rate rise? It's time to cool off China's hot economy?
Well, certainly the interest rate increase was unexpected and roiled financial markets when it was announced. But during the course of this year, the Chinese authorities have taken various measures like increasing reserve requirement ratios in order to cool down the hot spots in the real estate market. They've been concerned that there might be or there is a bubble in that sector. And so during the course of the year, they've been taking these measures to cool down bank lending and to cool down the very hot rate of growth that we've seen in the Chinese economy generally.
Now, it may be a good thing in the long term if it's indeed going to pop a bubble, but the global stock market, not very happy about it today. I want to ask you about the currency market, though. We've been talking about this global currency war that may or may not be going on. Everybody wants to have the lowest valued currency so they can boost their exports. What does this do on that front?
Well, I think that during the course of this year, the markets have been focusing on potential tensions between America and China, particularly over trade, and particularly as regards the feeling that China should do more to make its currency policy more flexible and push the value of the renminbi higher. To some degree, China's been playing ball with America on all of that. The renminbi has been going up. But whether it goes up much further right this minute remains to be seen. Certainly higher interest rates in principle should push the currency higher. But some in the market are taking the view that by raising interest rates, this takes the heat, if you like, off using the currency as one of the main measures to cool down the economy. But my guess is that these currency wars are not going to go away for as long as the American dollar remains weak. It's going to create lots of problems, particularly in Asia and elsewhere in managing their currencies.
All right. Neil McKinnon, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Neil McKinnon, senior or an economist, rather, at VTB Capital. We'll go now to the U.S. housing market. There's a report today of a government probe into problems with foreclosures across the banking system. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is live with us for more on this story. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So where do we stand with Foreclosure Gate, these probes into mortgage servicers cutting corners to seize homes from defaulting homeowners?
Well, a bunch of agencies are looking into so-called robo-signers. These are inexperienced bank employees who processed foreclosures allegedly without knowing what was in them. There are investigations by the SEC, the regulator for Fannie and Freddie, as well as HUD, that's Housing and Urban Development.
And what are all these investigations finding, Mitchell?
Well, HUD Secretary Sean Donovan told the Wall Street Journal there's a spotty record among banks in terms of not just their foreclosure procedures, but also how they handle mortgage documents in general. Now, this is important because these mortgages were sliced and diced into mortgage-backed securities, so there's some concern about a ripple effect if those mortgages, you know, aren't where they should be, if the loan portfolios are a mess.
All right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And let's check global stocks. Asian markets are down on news of that Chinese interest rate hike. Tokyo's Nikkei is off 1.5%. European markets are up slightly. It was a down day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow fell 165 points to 10,978. Now, a quick correction. Yesterday, when we were talking about how the foreclosure mess might affect sales of new houses, we got a couple of numbers wrong. 36,000 houses is the annual number built in the Chicago area before the financial crisis, not the number built by one Chicago contractor. And 3,000 is the total number being built in the region this year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday. And by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/publicradio.
Today, the National Football League plans to send a memo to teams about changes in disciplinary action. This comes after the NFL fined three players $50,000 or more for dangerous hits in last Sunday's game. The league is getting tougher about tackles, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Last Sunday, the Atlanta Falcons went head-to-head against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Third down and six. Mob in trouble. It's a big hit on DeSean Jackson.
A headbutt knocked out Eagle receiver DeSean Jackson. It's the kind of hit that has the NFL rethinking how to protect its players. The league has imposed bigger fines. On NBC last Sunday, former safety Rodney Harrison said previous fines did not deter him.
Fining me $5,000 or $10,000 really didn't affect me. If they're going to change the nature of these hits, you have to suspend guys.
Suspensions can cost a player hundreds of thousands of dollars, but they're about more than lost income. Suspensions can also threaten a starting spot on the team. University of Chicago professor Alan Sanderson follows the economics of sports.
If you're suspended, your place can be taken temporarily or maybe permanently down the road by somebody else.
Beginning this weekend, the NFL will start suspending players for getting too violent on the field. At the same time, Sanderson says the league is walking a fine line, trying not to alienate fans by making football too tame.
The fans like hard hits. Violence sells.
Violence may sell, but it also carries a cost. Kevin Guskowitz directs the Sport-Related Traumatic Brain Injury Center at the University of North Carolina. He's studied hundreds of retired NFL players.
Those with three or more concussions during their pro career were five times more likely to experience cognitive impairment that is believed to be a precursor then to Alzheimer's disease.
But Guskowitz says 9 out of 10 former players who enter his office say even with all the injuries, they would still have played professional football. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, Bernie Madoff's velveteen slippers are hitting the market next month. They're red with his initials, BLM, embroidered in gold thread. The auction will benefit the victims of Madoff's $65 billion Ponzi scheme. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Did you ever notice there's a whole lot of frozen yogurt shops around? Yeah, it's tasty stuff, not too fattening either. But did you know they're a solid tenant in a shaky real estate market?
I think that's the attraction to the landlords is you can throw in a frozen yogurt store. They'll sign a one-year lease. They're able to have a tenant while they ride out this market.
Fro-Yo-Palooza next time on Marketplace. It's from American Public Media.